Ah, here it is. Thank God I found it when I did.
Cosmic Jess?
Who's Jess? I'm Jen. You're Cosmic Jess, admin of the secret astrology mailbox. Quit the act. I know it's you. I've read your notebook. Your astrological analyses are incredible. You sure did your homework on the boys I told you I want to conquer. You're my idol. Huh? Oh, turns out our hot girl Kira here, she's the weird girl who asked me, or should I say, my alias Cosmic Jess, to help her flirt with guys. Ugh, but out of all people, why does it have to be her who found out about my identity? She knew too much. Let's be friends, okay? I'll keep your secret. I swear! Okay, but no one can ever know about this. Secret friendship. I get it. Was it a friend request or a contract? I shouldn't be friends with the resident hot girl, but it seems like I didn't have much choice. If anyone finds out that I'm Cosmic Jess, then I'll be kicked out of the astrology admin group. Hey, are you blind or something? Can't you see the road? I picked up my books in silence. It's best if I don't get involved with this attention seeker. I was about to leave when Rebecca grabbed my hand. You can't just leave. You broke my new iPhone screen. So I want to know what you're going to do about it. Is your head just for decoration or what? As you're acting like a brainless brat. What are you looking at? Don't you know who I am? And why are you rolling your eyes? Kira didn't stop there. By the time she'd finished taunting Rebecca, she caused her to run off crying. Then Kira winked at me and walked off. A famous, cute Leo wants to be my friend. I guess that's not a bad thing, right? Beneath her competitive and brash exterior, Kira is actually a warm and optimistic girl. No surprise, though, as Leos are extremely dedicated and sincere. She even gave me this beautiful white dress, just because she said it'd complement my skin tone. Oh no! Now I've ruined it! Stupid ketchup bottle! I rushed to the bathroom to try and fix it. Jasmine, give me the soap bar! SOS!
Here!
Oh my God, what? Through the curtains, I saw the silhouette of a tall boy showering.
You should stop breaking into the bathroom like that. We have a new tenant. Wait, can I please finish up here before we have formal introductions?
Jasmine apologized to him, then dragged me out of there. Turns out that's Mark, my older brother David's classmate, and he would be staying with us while he completed his internship. Mark walked out of the shower not long after that, and oh my God, he was gorgeous! Look at that sun-kissed skin, lean muscles, and bright smile. Thank you, universe. He introduced himself, but my ears were ringing, and I couldn't hear a thing. Cupid had hit me. He even helped me clean up the ketchup all over the kitchen carpet and floor. What a nice guy. Then, when the coast was clear, I snuck into David's room and rummaged around, trying to find some more info about this hot friend of his. There it was. Mark was born on May 22nd. So he's a Gemini. A perfect gift for an Aquarius girl. I went to school with a spring in my step. Oh, what a glorious day! I hurriedly lined up as I heard the coach's whistle. News on the grapevine was that we had a very handsome new basketball coach. Oh, come on. How could a coach be handsome? But oh my gosh. That's unbelievable. Mark, the dreamy Gemini guy from my house, was also my new coach. What more proof did I need that this was destiny? After school, I was about to tell Kira about my destiny when she gave me info about her new target, a Taurus boy. This was the second time in a month. I was about to lecture her, but then she bribed me with the new Jan Spiller book. So, I took a look at their birth charts. Interesting. After so many mismatched attempts, Kira may have found her perfect match. But after a week of trying to impress this guy, Kira failed miserably. This Taurus guy doesn't like my enthusiasm. I just don't get it. I've shown him how kind I am by helping people out, and I even changed my style for him. I actually tried on this vintage knee-length dress that smelt like mothballs, and he didn't glance at me once. Let me check. I just don't understand how it can be wrong. Okay, let me go get some snacks. I recalculated and redrew the chart, but still couldn't figure it out. Maybe he already had a girlfriend? Or perhaps he wasn't into girls? In this case, I couldn't help at all. Just had to close this Leo Taurus case and open up the Aquarius Gemini love story. I flipped through my chart and Mark's. We matched perfectly. And I just drew hearts around the picture of him glued on it.
Ah! I have shocking news, Jen!
Kira's piercing scream startled me.
Why the hell is the gym teacher downstairs in your house talking to Jasmine?
Oh, he's staying in David's room for a while.
What? Why didn't you tell me that hot news?
Wait, what's in your notebook? Don't tell me it's Mark, okay? I quickly turned around to get the notebook, but Kira was faster.
So, you also like Mark. That's why you gave me the advice to be an idiot in front of him, right?
Huh? Your Taurus guy is Mark? Of course, I didn't know that. I mean, he's not even a Taurus.
Yes, he is. But you knew this. Now you're trying to trick me with your false info so you can find out more about him.
If you want, I'll leave him to you. I'm not that needy. Not like you.
Unbelievable! Do you really think you would have been able to pick those ex-boyfriends of yours up without my advice?
Duh! I'm a beauty queen! You're just helping me speed things up!
Beautiful, but boring. The personality that won over all those guys was built by me. That's not who you are.
Boring? How dare you? I'll show you just how far from boring I am.
Kira then left.
Okay, fine.
She's living in La La Land about herself. Talk about delusional.
Poof, I don't need such an unreasonable friend. At the same time, I received a ton of notifications from the secret mailbox.
Oh no, my pictures and info were leaked all over the forum. I quickly logged into the administrator account.
Ugh,
anonymity was the number one rule of the group, so now they'd kicked me out. My favorite job, my fans.
Kira, this was too much.
Fine, you want to play dirty? I'll show you dirty.
It's time Kira's long list of boyfriends went public on the school forum.
Kira the Omnivore was the new nickname that students gave her.
Oh well, it was her fault for flirting with 12 guys in just half a year. Was she trying to find a boyfriend from each of the 12 zodiac signs or something?
Let's end this stuff. It's because of Mark, right?
He'll never have him. He's mine.
Fine. If you can win his heart in a month, then I'll apologize for lying about your boyfriend collection. If not, you have to write a post claiming that I'm not Jess.
Okay, mark your own words.
Kira is a competitive girl, but in this fight, I would definitely win. I mean, come on, she couldn't even get Mark's star sign right. Even though she's a terrible cook, Kira still tried to send some disgusting cakes that she made to my house for him. But of course, Mark threw them in the trash after the first bite. She also feigned feeling faint and fell into his arms in every basketball lesson. Mark looked so uncomfortable. Not surprising, really, seeing as he's 100% Gemini, not Taurus, so her fragile girl act wouldn't work on him. As for my relationship with him, well, that was coming along nicely. And thanks to our assigned star signs, all I had to do was just be myself. For instance, the other night, when I just happened to mention there was a shooting star, he enthusiastically made me and Jasmine go along and watch it. Then last weekend, he invited me and her to a friend's farm, which was so much fun. I saw the cute looks he was giving me. So if Jazz hadn't been there, he definitely would have confessed his love to me. And it was true that I didn't have to wait long, as that night, I suddenly heard a knock on my door. How sweet! He'd left a movie ticket for me. Huh, take that, Kira. I knew I'd won this one. I'm so gonna take a picture of us holding hands in the cinema and send it to Kira. The night after, I didn't see Mark at home, so I guess he wanted me to meet him at the movies? Ugh, this was so romantic. I was in the right seat, but he wasn't here yet. My heart was beating so fast that I thought it would explode. As the movie started, the lights went out, and that's when someone was approaching my row of seats. I nervously pretended to be staring at the screen when he came to sit next to me.
Why are you here?
Huh? More like, what are you doing here? The two of us watched the whole film together in anger and impatience. Who on earth arranged all of this? We huffed our way out of the cinema, then spotted Mark. Only, he was holding hands with a girl.
Jasmine?
We chased after them, but Jasmine just shrugged and smiled. So, all this time, he'd been trying to win Jasmine's heart, not mine. Then he walked over to us and handed me his card.
Go get yourself some ice cream. Pizza. Anything. Have fun. I'll be back with Jasmine later.
What was that about? I looked at the credit card and gasped when I saw Teeman's signature in the corner. How could I forget Geminis have multiple personalities? Teeman was the founder of the Astrological Mailbox. Who would have thought that the leader of this group would be a teacher? Someone I lived with? My sister's boyfriend? My crush? And even my bestie's crush? Kira gave me a comforting look. Now we were both lovelorn, but in true Leo style, Kira had already lined up her next prey. Don't be sad. It's just another test. What zodiac sign do you think that guy is? He's pretty good looking, so he must be a Libra, right? I chuckled, then leaned my head on her shoulder. Mark, or should I say Teeman, made me realize that before I could hope to find my dream match, I need to make some mistakes first. I may not have found love, but I did have my friend back, so that counted for something, right? At least the test of friendship worked.
Share this podcast to all social media, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook and so on, and you'll be given a shout out. Also drop your social media username so that we can find you. Thanks for your support. Make sure you subscribe to our YouTube channel by clicking the link in this episode description. You should also please follow or subscribe to our other podcast My Animated Story by clicking on this episode description. And also, kindly please rate and review this podcast. Bye.
The teacher's eye twitched nervously when he looked at me. I stood in front of him, nervously rubbing my notebook. The girls were whispering and laughing, but the boys were ready to eat me up with their amorous stares.
Katie, I have never seen a student like you. The teacher's voice quivered. Either you answer my question or you go straight to the principal. I squealed like a mouse. The boys were all gasping with emotion, and there was hysterical laughter among the girls. It was the toughest test I'd ever had. Hi, my name is Katie, and I'm actually a genius, but I have to pretend to be stupid to get guys to like me. Before this school year, I went to another school, and I had my picture up on all the honor boards. I could compete with a lot of the teachers in terms of knowledge, and our physicist even quit after arguing with me. And threw a real tantrum on the principal. After fifth grade, I stopped doing homework altogether because I was so good at it, and I had a place at Yale already secured. But my life wasn't like a fairy tale. I guess it's no secret that guys don't like girls who are too smart. I have a beautiful appearance, but my intelligence scared away all the admirers. When I was on another date, I'd get a little carried away. And I'd start discussing the stages of evolution, the boundaries of the universe, or the splitting of atoms. The guys would just blow right off, and they wouldn't even talk to me at school. But I wanted love so bad, more than anything. So, when I got transferred to a new, better school in the state, I decided to change my life. Why do I need brains that outshine my beauty? I want a boyfriend. I want dates and attention. So I decided to play dumb. And according to my calculations, it was going to help me. The first day, I went to school as a living doll. The guys were drooling, but the girls were a little wary. I'm a quick thinker, so I went straight to the breach. Walking down the corridor, I supposedly tripped next to a handsome man, and he just happened to catch me.
Baby, are you okay?
He played with his eyebrows. Wow, you're strong. I squeezed his biceps. Are they made of steel? I just work out a lot. He answered proudly. And I drink protein. Do you drink them right? How much protein do you consume? What's your protein base? And is it certified? The guy's look immediately changed. He was batting his eyes stupidly. And I think he froze. I'm getting carried away again. What the hell was that curse? Okay, that was a slip, but I almost made it. I decided to change tactics and try my luck with a smarter guy. After picking the best-looking one in biology class, I paired up with him. Everything was going great. I was dumb as hell, and he felt like a real hero. He even put his palm on mine. It took my breath away. But what is he doing? This isn't right at all. I took the guy's microscope away. Are you an idiot? It's so clear. What the hell did you write?
Katie, I...
The poor guy started stuttering, and I started to rewrite the whole thing in a frenzy. And by the time I realized what I'd done, the guy had already run away. And from that moment on, he was on his way to avoid me. What a genius idiot I am. Even zombie wouldn't eat my brain. I'm too smart. But I invented a new tactic, and I joined the company of beautiful fools. Around them, the guys walked like a herd of buffalo at the watering hole. I couldn't understand how it was possible. Even cats are smarter than these girls. Even my microwave knows more tasks than they do. The only thing that saved me was that I am a fast learner and could adapt to their strange behavior. Pretty soon, I could pretend to be so stupid that my brain was catching critical errors. And it worked. I was hit on by a real hottie. Pete and I went on a date, and this strong man was literally carrying me in his arms. I had never heard so many compliments about myself before. One day, he took me to the gym to show how strong he was. Wow, what a barbell! I went over to the dumbbells and looked at them stupidly. It's dumbbells, he proudly announced and hugged me. You don't know anything about it, do you, Kat? No, will you show me?
Sure, baby. That's a kettlebell.
He held up a huge kettlebell, and I was fascinated by his muscles.
And this is where I set my record. No one can beat me.
Pete went over to the weight machine, set his maximum weight, and pushed the lever as hard as he could.
I'm super powered, you know? I'm like Superman.
And then I started shaking with anger. My brain was screaming, and it became hysterical. Even my eyes went black. Superman? That's just leverage! I went over to the simulator. I made the lever longer, and I adjusted it. And then I put my little weight on it and did the same thing Pete did. It's basic physics! What is wrong with you, Pete? How can you be so stupid? There was laughter from all sides of the guys. Pete's lip trembled, and he ran away. And I slapped my forehead with my palm. I'd ruined it again. I was already desperate, thinking it was all useless. Plus, my studies made my teachers furious. I came in here with the best performance, but in reality, I couldn't solve an elementary example. Because of my disguise, my parents were hysterical, and I made up stupid excuses. I was getting ready to get smart, but then I met Caleb, a musician from the parallel class with an angelic voice. He was incredibly handsome and cool, though he was on the verge of dropping out.
I don't need to study. I'm a musician,
he was saying. But Caleb was so charming that I fell in love. He wooed me beautifully, composed songs, and gave me the most unforgettable dates.
You're so good to me, Kat. You're so simple, not like those nerds.
I hate nerds, I murmured, melting in his arms.
I was finally done messing things up. My brain was just shutting down from love. But at the end of the semester, the midterm test began, which brought me back from the dream world. Caleb was so bad at studying that he wasn't even bothered. He'd be expelled for sure, and so would I. The teachers wanted to get rid of me on principle and wrote angry messages to my previous principal. Yeah, I really screwed him over. He vouched for me. So, in another algebra class, I got axed with an elementary question. Caleb was staring at me with love, and the teacher was freaking out. Boyfriend or career? A choice that seemed impossible to me. That's where I started my story. "Sit down, Kat," the teacher said nervously. "You can go right after class and sign the expulsion papers." "No!" I came up to the blackboard. "Give me your tasks, all of them." And I solved them all by writing all over the blackboard and even the wall. The kids looked at me with their mouths open, and it was like the teacher saw a ghost. Lesson after lesson, I amazed everyone. I pulled all my grades in just a few days, and the teachers, even the principal, saw me as a real treasure. But Caleb wasn't thrilled. "So you're a nerd," he said disappointedly. "Yes, but we're good together." "You lied to me. You're a crammer, Kat. I don't mess with nerds." "You're a fool." I got angry. "You'll get expelled. You won't even be able to play music." "All the rock stars were nerds," he retorted. "When? The 80s? Ow. This is the 21st century. Give me a break, Kat. You have homework to do." He left, and I was filled with anger. How could he treat life like that? He'll ruin himself and be nothing. I stormed into his rehearsal room, blazing with anger. "Come here," I said sternly and dragged the boy by the hand. "What, are you out of your mind? Just drop your guitar already." I was as unstoppable as a snow avalanche. When I took Caleb back to my house, I locked the room where my books were already prepared. "Kat, are you out of your mind? Sit down and listen." I sat down next to him, textbook in hand. "Get away from me. Why are you doing this?" "Because I love you, you fool. I won't let you get kicked out of school. Understand?" "I'm not gonna read any stupid textbooks." "You won't. Just listen. You're a musician, and you're better at hearing information. That's why it's hard for you to memorize lyrics." I made Caleb listen to himself. We took breaks for tea and conversation, and then I'd go back to hammering it into him. The kid didn't like it, but I managed to teach him for days at a time. "Kat, that's it, that's it. I don't like it." "Okay." I crossed my arms around my chest, my anger overwhelming. "School's not my thing, Kat." "Yeah. You're better off living with your parents until you're old. Work at the diner, play guitar in your spare time. Maybe even play at a cafe or two. Good luck, Caleb." When he left, I cried. I'd fallen in love for the first time, kissed for the first time, and he ruined everything. When he gets expelled, we'll never see each other again. He doesn't want someone like me. And I guess it wasn't love for him. For a week straight, all I listened to was the song that Caleb had dedicated to me. And then, in a heartbreak, I deleted it. I made my choice. But as soon as I did, I heard the same song from across the street. "Caleb!" I almost fell out the window.
"I'm sorry, Kat. I'm an idiot."
Caleb put the guitar down, and then he showed me his textbooks.
"I don't want to drop out of school, because that's where I see you. I love you, Kat. Will you help me pass my exams?"
I was so happy. I was ready to fly. In the evenings, I taught Caleb on my own, and at night, I recorded audio lessons for him. When he couldn't come to class, he'd listen to my voice on his headphones and learn. Even when he was driving his car around town, I could hear my voice through the speakers. It was exam day, and I couldn't help myself. I gave my boyfriend a big kiss. "You can do this, Caleb. Just know that I love you." While we waited for the test results, Caleb wasn't himself. The teachers and principal just chuckled indulgently, and they were surprised he was still in school. Even his friends were convinced that he was going to get kicked out of school. But worst of all, Caleb himself was sure of it. "Classes with you were the best time of my life," he said. Caleb looked at me sadly. Thank you, Kat. I won't forget that. I burst into tears, thinking this was the end of our relationship. The next morning, after a sleepless night, I heard screams under the window. It was Caleb, and he looked like a happy puppy, not a badass rocker. I passed the test, Kat. I'm staying in school. We can keep our hands off each other for days with joy. Finally, my intelligence was able to help me get on with my personal life and also help the person I love. Even now, Caleb often listens to my records and learns new things. But he doesn't forget about music either. Guys, if you think being smart is a curse, give it up. Intelligence can give you so much more than popularity in school. Don't sacrifice your future for supposed fame. Are there any of you who suffer because of your intelligence? Share your stories in the comments. Like and share this video with your friends. Also, be sure to subscribe to our channel and click the bell.
There's a whole pile of money in here. There's so much money, it'll be enough for several generations. I excitedly told my boyfriend.
You should talk to your parents about it. They should explain to you the origin of the money.
Johnny replied thoughtfully. What if they didn't know anything about it? Maybe I should just take some of it. I continued to reason.
No way. First of all, it could be someone else's money. And secondly, it could have a criminal background.
My boyfriend suggested, which really scared me. Strangely enough, I didn't even think about it. You're right. Maybe I should discuss it with my parents. Hi everyone, my name is Mary, and I recently found out that there are millions of dollars in my house. But despite that, our family lives on the edge of poverty. My parents are farmers, so they live in a rural community. Or more accurately, in the middle of nowhere. For the sake of my future, they sent me to the city to study. Now I only come home on weekends and school breaks. And the rest of the time, I live with my grandparents. In fact, my parents used to be quite well off. We had a nice apartment in the city, but we had to sell it after the fire at the farm in order to rebuild at least some of the destroyed property and start farming again.
It's going to be different now. We can't afford half of what we used to be able to afford, of what we used to be able to do.
Dad said sadly, as he stood on the ashes and wiped a faint tear from his cheek. But my parents didn't want to change anything. The thing is, we belong to one of the oldest families that had been farming for centuries. It runs in our veins.
My grandfather was a farmer. My father was a farmer. But I would like for my children and my grandchildren to choose their own path.
My father always says proudly, and I'm very grateful to him for that. I would like to be a stewardess or a model, but I haven't made up my mind yet, and I still have time to think about it.
Think, my dear. But if anything, you can always take over our family business in the form of hay, manure, and cows.
My daddy smirked at me, and when he said that, I didn't feel like fooling around and letting things happen by themselves. By the way, my parents are very brave people. They were supposed to continue taking care of the family business after the wedding, but they had the courage to run away to the city for a better future, so I could grow up in a different environment and get a decent education. And I think I'm on the right track. I've made a lot of new friends in the city, and most importantly, I met my love, Johnny.
What are you doing? Just put your foot here and the machine will wrap the film around your shoes. Are you from a village?
Said Johnny when he saw me for the first time. I was trying to pull a bag from the shoe cover machine. Yeah, from the village, I said blushing. How ashamed I was of myself. But if it weren't for that incident, I would never have met my love. Johnny and I have a lot in common. We listen to the same music, we love sushi, and we both bite our nails when we're nervous. When I go to my parents' house, my boyfriend misses me a lot and looks forward to my return. On one of those trips, I decided to clean up the barn to help out my parents a little. But it turned out to be so old that at some point, the floor just collapsed and I fell right through it. Man, that hurt. Mom used to always tell me to eat more food. If I'd been a little thicker, I wouldn't have fallen through that crack. I grumbled angrily at myself. It was easier to fall through than to get back out. I hope I don't starve to death in this hole, I muttered and decided to look around. I turned on the light on my phone. There was nothing around except a strange box. I had unrealistic hopes for its contents. I hoped to find tools in it that I could use to break up the rest of the floor and get back to the surface. However, its contents were more than unexpected, because the box was filled to the brim with money.
What a find! There's a fortune here! A dream come true! And what a pity it's come to me now, when I can only use it as toilet paper or a handkerchief. I said ironically, trying to figure out how much money was in there. At that point, the money didn't really matter, because I had to get out. And when you're in an extreme situation, you have to use whatever you have on hand. So I got on top of the box of money, broke the floorboards above my head, and climbed out. That sure went well, I said, wiping the sweat from my head. After the fall, my bones ached and my head was pounding. What bothered me the most was my discovery. There was a fortune in that box, and it could change our family's life. Realizing this was terrifying and exciting at the same time. So I covered the hole in the floor with junk and hurried away. Where did this money come from? Who does it belong to? Do my parents know about it? And if they do, why are they living on the edge of poverty? I pondered. I didn't ask my parents that time, and when I got back to town, I decided to tell Johnny. He assured me that no matter what, I should talk to my parents about what I found. Okay, this weekend I would definitely do that, I promised my boyfriend. And for the next few days, I imagine the conversation I'll have with my mom and dad when I go home for the weekend. Do you know that you have a lot of cash lying around in there? Do you want some dough? Look there. Don't have enough money? Just get it from the barn. That's about how I imagine the beginning of my conversation with my folks. I really don't know how to tell them what I'd found, because it wasn't a $10 bill. Confusion, fear, panic, joy, excitement. I think I was going through the whole range of emotions. But I was still able to pull myself together and start talking. Mom, Dad, last week I fell through the floor, in the shed, and found a whole bunch of money in a box. Do you have anything to say about that? I said boldly when I arrived at my parents' house. I've been preparing, and that's why my words sounded confident and clear of any doubts. At that moment, I was ready for any reaction from my parents, from indifference to a fit of rage.
I hope you didn't touch them.
My dad didn't even flinch. I didn't, but why are you so calm about it? As if millions of dollars mean nothing to you. Maybe there's something I don't understand. I answered suspiciously. My mother was clearly nervous, putting her apron on and taking it off several times.
Yes, of course I know about the money. But the most important thing you have to understand is, you must never take a cent from it.
Dad said sternly and went back to his business. All my next questions were simply ignored, and that put me in a kind of stupor. Parents count every penny, save on everything, and yet they have millions of dollars. It's weird, I thought. I came up with two main theories that day. I was open to the possibility that my parents' savings from the old days were put aside and that they were intended for my studies at a prestigious university. The other version was that my father got the money through some crooked way, so he was afraid to spend it. But knowing my father's honest nature, this version seemed completely absurd and unrealistic. However, I decided to do my own investigation anyway and Googled information on unsolved thefts and burglaries in recent years. And I managed to find something interesting. Some time ago in a neighboring city, an armored car was robbed. The criminals got away with millions of dollars, and the police never managed to find them. What's more, the date of the robbery was almost the same as the day of the fire that happened at our house. It all made sense. Out of desperation, Daddy decided to make some extra money for the family and committed a horrible crime. And now it was clear why he had hidden that money so carefully and forbade me from touching it. He's just afraid that he'll be found and locked up for the rest of his life. God, what a nightmare! How could Daddy do such a thing? And who was the other burglar? I wondered aloud, trying not to panic. The next morning, I had to go back to the city. But it wasn't the alarm clock that woke me up. It was a loud conversation outside. I looked out the window and saw my dad talking to a man. And it was hardly a friendly conversation.
Don't worry, your money will stay intact. And my daughter will live the life she wants. We'd rather be poor, but free.
My father said to the stranger. It was clear that the man had something to do with that money, and that it was somehow directly related to me. I decided to waste no time and act. Because now the truth was closer than ever. Why don't you tell me what this is all about? I said defiantly, running out into the street. My father was surprised and hesitated for a bit, and the stranger looked at me with an appraising look, smiled and said,
So that's who you are, our future daughter-in-law?
After these words, my father shouted at him and sent him away. I was so shocked. I couldn't say a word and just looked at my father in confusion.
All right, I'll tell you everything,
he said sadly and went into the house. That's when I found out that the stranger was a rich man from the community that my parents had fled from years before. Some time ago, he found out about the fire and our financial situation and decided to seize the moment.
You know very well that members of our community shouldn't get involved with outsiders, so it's best for everyone if your daughter marries my son,
he said to my father, opening a suitcase of money in front of him. He was offering my father a huge sum of money, and in exchange, I had to marry the stranger's son. But my father flatly refused, so they made a bet. The man said he would leave the money with us, and if not a single bill disappeared before I came of age, then Daddy could have the money for himself. But if anyone took a cent, my daddy would give me a way to marry his son.
Now you know everything. So I'm asking you to forget about the money for a while. And then in a year, we'll be very rich.
Daddy said hopefully at the end of his story, and then he added,
look at the son of that weirdo. How could I marry you off to such an awful guy?
He showed me a picture on his phone. It was Johnny. I mean, all this time, my dad's been doing everything he could to keep me from doing what had already happened. Yes, Daddy, I think you're right, I said as I hurried to get my things so I could catch the bus. My head was a mess, but one thing I did know was that we could basically start spending money now. Johnny wasn't someone I wanted to keep away from, and I'd be glad to be his wife in the future. Do you think I should tell my parents and start spending that money, or should I wait a little longer? Share your answers in the comments, and be sure to like this video if you enjoyed it.
No, I'm not going to give up that easily, I thought as I sat in the cave. No one would find me here for sure, except for the group of tourists who'd come here on a field trip. Not only that, I found myself in a terribly uncomfortable situation because I was in a filthy cave in my wedding dress. I got kicked out of there in disgrace. It turned out that I was hiding in the tourist zone. Whoever thought of doing tours in caves? It stinks and is boring as hell. But as soon as I got outside, I was immediately picked up by my fiancé Jacob's men. Oh man, now I really have to get married. Hi, my name's Lily, and my mom's making me get married, so I don't have to be dependent on her anymore. My mother should get the Mother of the Year award, because she's done enough to annoy me over the past year, and also caused me serious injury. It's her fault I broke my arm, because she made me work as a janitor in the winter, and then one morning, when the power went out all over town, I slipped in the dark, fell down, and blacked out, and when I woke up, I had a cast on my arm. I was in terrible pain, but instead of words of encouragement, my mother said, "You did it on purpose so you wouldn't have to work." Do I look crazy? No, you're just lazy. You're useless. You can feel sorry for my mother. She's got such a grown-up daughter who's still not working. But the thing is, we're pretty well off, and we don't need anything. But my mother got it into her head that I have to work because I'm 18 years old now. The thing is, her friend's daughter has been working since she was 16 and helping the family. And my mom hears from her friend all the time about how great her daughter is. And then she blows her brains out that I should set an example. So adopt her! I once got angry. I'm not going to sacrifice my time for your whims. I'm actually at university, and if I work, I wouldn't have time to study. That's just an excuse, Lily. If you wanted to, you could find a way. I don't want to, so leave me alone. But Mom was determined not to give up, and I found out the next morning when I got into the shower and cold water was pouring down on me. I screamed so loud, the whole neighborhood must have heard me. I ran out of the shower right away, and I yelled at my mom, and she just shrugged her shoulders and said that the water had been cut off for non-payment because I don't work, so there's no hot water for me. Of course, I knew my mother turned off the heater herself by turning the valve. What are you talking about, daughter? I just didn't have the money to pay the water bill, and no one helps me financially. Soon, we probably won't even have electricity. I got really pissed off, and I had to go to my friend Melissa's house to take a shower. I felt really uncomfortable, but luckily, she understood. Melissa thought my mom was wrong, But I wasn't just lying on the couch all day, with my phone on all day. I'm in school, and I'm an A student. Then my mom started selling stuff that I wasn't buying with my allowance. It was my money, so I'm entitled. Mom, you're crazy! We're doing fine! Why are you ruining it? You don't want to hear me. You don't want to understand me. I was able to get my laptop back, but I had to say goodbye to my old console, a fitness watch, and a new leather jacket. But even that didn't break me, because I kept standing on my ground. My studies would come first, even if I had no fight with my mom about it. And then I had an unexpected surprise. I came home from the university, and I saw a beautifully set table. Mom even bought me a new dress. What's the catch? Are you going to take it away tomorrow? Of course not, honey. Get dressed. We have guests coming over. A family visited us. I immediately noticed a very handsome boy. It turned out to be my mother's colleagues and their son. The guy was shy, but that only added to his charm. He and I had a nice chat about games, movies, and studying. I really liked the guy, but only until I found out something. My mom has a thing for talking loudly on the phone. She thought I'd gone to bed, but in fact, I was finishing my literature essay. And that's when I heard that it wasn't just guests. Turns out, our parents want to marry us. What? But why would Mom do that? What's she up to? I ran out of the room right away. I reached the phone out of her hands, and I threw it at the wall, feeling like I was the coolest agent 007 ever. I heard that! What are you up to? If you don't want to work and help me, then you're gonna get married. So you don't have to sit on my neck anymore, Lily. I was so shocked. I stood there, like an ice-cold statue for a minute. When I came to myself, my mother had already locked herself in the bedroom. No, this is too much. I'm not marrying anyone. Never. Meanwhile, my mother called the family back in for dinner. I dressed up like a real goth. I climbed up on the table. I threw away all the food, and then I started singing Rammstein songs. Well, that's just to scare the guests.
You guys are crazy, like the Addams Family, the man exclaimed.
And we have a coffin in the closet, I said, and I laughed wickedly. The guests immediately ran away in terror, and then I ran out of the house to avoid the hot hand of my wicked mother. I hid at Melissa's and told her everything. My friend suggested an interesting theory. Your mother probably wants you to work for a reason. Maybe she really does have some problems that you don't know about. That seemed like a sensible idea to me. The next day, I went through my mother's things, and I found something interesting. Turns out, about 6 months ago, she got mixed up with scammers who scammed her out of a lot of money. So that's why she wants me to go to work so bad. Mom has debts that for some reason I have to pay off. When I told Mom that I knew her secret, she was able to get away with it. I needed money for a gift. You act so hard for an electric scooter. But I didn't ask to go into debt. That's your problem. We argued for a long time. And the very next day, another fiancé came to visit us. Very wealthy, handsome, but terribly spoiled. I didn't like him at first sight, but my mother begged me to marry him. We'll settle our debts, and then you'll get a divorce. You might even get something in the divorce. Do it for me. No way. However, that guy didn't know how to take no for an answer, and he got us married. But I wasn't going to give up either. So I ran away from my own wedding and hid in a cave. And then, you know the rest. And when we danced the first dance, he purposely stepped on my feet. And I responded by throwing a piece of cake at him, as a joke. The guests laughed. I laughed too. But Jacob, on the other hand, he was furious. Believe me, I did everything to get him to divorce me. I ruined his food. I burned his clothes with an iron. And once, I sold cheaply through an online store for the goods he was supposed to ship to his business associates in another country. But Jacob remained undeterred. At least, that's what I thought, until we had a social evening. Jacob came on stage, told me how much he loved me and cherished me, and then he showed people a slideshow of wedding photos. Except it wasn't wedding photos. They were mine, shameful ones, which the whole society saw.
Now you've lost, Jacob said angrily.
Then he came up to me. Let's just get a divorce.
I'd love to,
except our parents signed a contract, and I have to put up with you for a year. A year? I couldn't believe my ears. I couldn't hold back the tears of despair. Jacob didn't even feel sorry for me. Just like that, I was all alone. It was good that I could go to the university and get support from Melissa. But my mom didn't see how miserable I was. She talked me into staying with Jacob forever because he's insanely rich, and he certainly wouldn't skimp on gifts and expensive things. There's no way in hell I'm staying with that jerk, I screamed. The year went by unbearably slowly, and I finally got my divorce. In the divorce, I had no claim on Jacob's family money, but he gave me $200,000 himself. Buy yourself a house and move away from your crazy mother, my ex-husband said, and then he added, I'm sorry about what happened. It's been a sucky year for both of us. That's for sure, but thanks for the money. I could use it. After the divorce, I immediately bought a house on the coast. It wasn't a new one, but I didn't care. My mother wanted to move in with me. She'd always wanted to move out of that cramped apartment and into a house of her own. Oh no, I'm going to live here alone, I said. Lily, how could you do this to your own mother? How could you do this to your own daughter? You got yourself into debt, and you made me pay it off without thinking about my schooling or what I wanted. If it weren't for me, you wouldn't have this house. I'm the one who made you marry Jacob. Yes, and that was a terrible year, too. Even that $200,000 wouldn't make up for it. I don't want to see you. I closed the door in front of my mother, and I cried. I was very hurt that she couldn't understand me, and it hurt even more that I would no longer be able to communicate with her. My mother had betrayed me. Melissa and I renovated my new house together, and then one night, Jacob showed up at my door. Did something happen?
Yeah, I don't have anybody to talk to, and I have a problem.
Jacob told me his business is failing, and he has nowhere else to go, because all his friends and majors had turned their backs on him. My friend wanted him out, because she knew how he humiliated me at that social gathering. No, he's staying. And even though my ex-husband and I weren't friends, he gave me money after the divorce and helped me move out of my mother's house. I helped Jacob come to his senses after he lost his business. I also suggested a good idea for a startup. He loved the idea, but I had to sell the house to make it happen. Melissa thought the guy was going to screw me, but Jacob didn't. Instead, he took a cut, and now we're making money together from the business. The business helped us get closer and become friends. However, no amount of money helped me to reconcile with my mother. She was now resentful of me, but I didn't want to crawl on my knees in front of her either. But I hope that in future, we can forgive each other.
Share this podcast to all social media, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook and so on, and you'll be given a shout out. Also drop your social media username so that we can find you. Thanks for your support. Make sure you subscribe to our YouTube channel by clicking the link in this episode description. You should also please follow or subscribe to our other podcast My Animated Story by clicking on this episode description. And also, kindly please rate and review this podcast. Bye.